This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. Northern corn leaf blight has been confirmed in eastern Nebraska this past week. Last year, we experienced problems in the area with this fungal leaf disease later in the season. Three things are needed for infection and disease symptoms to appear in your corn: favorable weather conditions, presence of the fungus, and a susceptible hybrid. Cloudy conditions, frequent rainfall, high humidity, and moderate temperatures between 64 and 81 degrees will favor the infection and spread of northern corn leaf blight. Northern corn leaf blight survives in corn residue and does overwinter in eastern Nebraska fields. Therefore, continuous corn ground with a history of northern corn leaf blight are at higher risk for infection. Hybrids do vary in their susceptibility to this disease. Symptoms of the disease develop several days after the infection occurs and appear as small lesions or dead-looking tissue on lower leaves. However, the lesions can grow to larger cigar-shaped lesions with rounded edges as the disease progresses. No treatment thresholds have been determined for northern corn leaf blight, but the development and spread of disease prior to tasseling could substantially reduce corn yield. So what should you do? Consult your seed guide or contact your seed dealer to get the disease rating for all of your hybrids. Frequently scout fields with hybrids that have poor ratings for northern corn leaf blight. And lastly, in fields affected by northern corn leaf blight, consider the cost of a fungicide treatment, corn price, yield potential, and severity of the disease prior to fungicide application. For more information, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.